The coach of Austin Peay State University, Coach Mark Hudspeth, with us. Bill King Show. Hey, Coach, how you been?
Hey, we're doing great. Bill, how you doing?
We are good. Couple questions just right out of the chute. Will you do both jobs at one time, Mississippi State, Austin Peay, or are you leaving?
Well, we're trying to work through that right now. That's, you know, the ink's still wet, you know, obviously on the contract here, and just informed Coach Moorhead about 24 hours ago that wouldn't be returning for the next season. So still working all those details out. Should know something probably within the next couple of days.
Reason why I ask is we're year number two in this early signing period. And now when coaches take new jobs, typically in December, right? I mean, you are literally up against it 24 hours a day, aren't you?
No doubt. And like I said, with signing day next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Really less than a week away. Obviously, time is of the essence, and so obviously I won't be back there on their campus until after signing date. Luckily, that bowl game is later in January the 1st, and so bowl preparation really won't even start for about a week before then. So, and that's a dead period. So that would work out if we end up do coaching in that bowl game. But the primary focus right now, obviously, is Austin Peay signing date, early signing date, and trying to put together a class and also making sure, you know, we're not going to rush it, because you got the second signing date coming up in February, and there's always a lot of great players that a lot of times fall through for one reason or another.
I know your head's spinning here, so some of these questions are not going to be specific answers for, but when you take over a new job, particularly now mid-December, there's already commitments, and for the audience, he cannot be specific until they sign, but in general terms, we can talk about it. Do you simply honor all of those, or do you say, okay, well, I've got my own fingerprints, and I need my guys?
Yeah, that's always a tough situation.
Right.
And the way I always look at it is this, you know, these recruits, and we've got some coming in, you know, on the weekends, they've got to get to know me just like I've got to get to know them. They may not want to come here after they get to meet, you know, the new staff. And obviously we've got to get to know them, and we've got to look at what fits the future of how we see our program offensively, defensively. And, you know, it's got to be a right situation. And if it's not, it never works out good for either side. You know, as a player, you want to be where you're wanted. And obviously as a coach, you want players that are going to fit what you do. And I'm sure there will be some that I'm sure that we're going to like once we evaluate that we feel like fits what we do. And there's probably going to be some that don't. But the best thing about it is if we feel like we're not quite ready to make that decision next Wednesday because we hadn't had enough time to get to know a young man, then we've got all the way to February to pump the brakes and get to know that person a little bit more. I think the relationship part of it is so critical. Just like you wouldn't hire somebody walks in the door here in the next 3 minutes and says, hey, I want to work here. And you say, hey, come on in, take this spot right over here. You want to get to know that person. And that's critical in any business athletic program. And we're going to make the right decisions. And sometimes you have to make tough decisions.
What have you learned spending time with Coach Moorhead?
Well, I know a lot of things. You know, one, he is an outstanding offensive mind, and I think that's well documented with the success he had at Penn State and really the success, you know, we had here. He took what the talent we had at Mississippi State, which really was not built to throw the ball an awful lot, that's what he likes to do, tweaked it, and was able to basically lead the SEC in rushing. And I just thought he did a great job. He's a player's coach. The kids love playing for him. And I know he was really good to me, really good to our coaching staff, and he hired a great staff, and I just think he's going to do an outstanding job in Mississippi State.
What's it like going against that defense down there every day?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of good defenses. That's one of the best ones I've been around, and Bob Shoup is one of the best defensive coordinators that I've been around also. So he really did a phenomenal job pulling that defense together in 1 year. That's hard to do now. He had to teach that defensive scheme, his concepts to that group of guys, and within a few months, within 6 months, and then they were the number one defense in the nation. When I say that, I mean, you know, that's in the nation. That's above Alabama. And so, you know, they had an outstanding defense, and I was really proud to be a part and see that take place.
Coach Mark Hudspeth is with us. He's the new head football coach at Austin Peay. Just while I've got you talking a little college football, you guys played a tough schedule. You're obviously in the most difficult division, I think, which is the SEC West. When you take this Alabama team top to bottom, and then you historically categorize them, at least teams you have seen, Coach, where would you place them to date?
They would be up there pretty good, obviously. And I think everybody would probably agree with that. They're an outstanding team, and they're hard to beat. But they've done a good job recruiting, and that's what Coach Morehead is really committed to there at Mississippi State, is trying to keep those guys in state at home in Mississippi. Because here's the gist of it, okay? Last year, the state of Mississippi, you know, they played the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. Mississippi won the All-Star game pretty handily. Now, Alabama in the past also has had their turn, too, quite often. They're really good also, don't get me wrong. But what I'm just trying to say is if Coach in the state of Mississippi could keep their players, just their players, in state, then I think that would close the gap. What's unfortunately is a lot of the Mississippi high school talent leaves and goes plays for Mississippi, for Alabama. So if they could get those players to stay home, I think they would definitely close the gap. But it's a lot of good players go around, and that's why I like where we're at here at Austin Peay in this recruiting area. Great players here in Tennessee. So many great players in Mississippi, Alabama. It's a great recruiting area. A lot to offer these young men, and we're excited about Governor football for the future.
I'll let you out the door on this one, Coach, and you just touched on it, but maybe a little more specific. Talking about how you weigh who you're going to keep, who you're going to take, who you will evaluate, them meeting you, relationships, all that. How will you weigh in-state kids versus your connections, Mississippi, Louisiana, places where you've recruited?
You know, it's always been important to me to give the local, your home state guys, the opportunity first. Because, to be honest, when they line up and they're playing for their state, to me, that's always, they're always going to have a little more pride in their state, playing for their fans, playing for their people, playing for their state. And so we're going to, you know, our number one priority is to recruit the state of Tennessee, period. And then from there, we'll reach out to secondary recruiting areas within our region and within our footprint. And then obviously take a transfer or two that we feel can be difference makers. But we're going to recruit the state of Tennessee heavily. Obviously, there's so many great players in the Nashville area also. And you know, there's such good high school football in this state. Then I just think that we can really build it, the core of our team, with Tennessee high school football players.
Coach, congratulations. Look forward to seeing your team.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate you having us on. Let's go, Pete.